Stab back here at the American Freedom Network. And with us this morning is Deanna Spignola, who writes frequent articles for newswithviews.com. And if you don't read her articles, you really should. And I read them and enjoy them all. But there was one recently that was so good, I asked her to come on so that we could share this information with you. Now, one of the hardest things for the average American to realize is that there is today, and has been for well over 100 years, a very, very small group, cabal, that already runs our country and makes mockery out of the electoral process and takes us into war after war after war, controls our monetary system, has the ability to print money, and has then the ability to actually create all sorts of wealth for themselves. And with that wealth, they've bought up the media, and they've bought up the major corporations, and they've controlled the major tax-exempt foundations, and they've bought up one of the most important things, and that is a lot of congressmen are subservient to them. When you can print money out of nothing, when you control the Federal Reserve Board, and you have the ability then to print all the money you want to, you can buy whatever you want to. Isn't that wonderful? But how did it all come about? Well, there's one family that's been involved in this. Certainly this was known 100 years ago. You go back and read the writings of the people who are writing at the beginning of the last century, people like Woodrow Wilson. And if you've never read his book, The New Freedom, where he talks about how everything is subservient to just this one group. He says, we have the worst government in the world. It is not subservient to the people. It is subservient to a small group of men who control the credit system. Who control the credit system? Why, the people who control the banks. And, of course, very often people want to say, oh, you believe there's a Jewish conspiracy? And the answer is no, I don't believe there's a Jewish conspiracy. I believe there's a conspiracy of evil men who want to make you believe it's a Jewish conspiracy, so you'll repudiate the idea. But there is a group of evil men who've sold their souls to the dark side, actually, in my estimation, sold their souls to the devil, who's really running everything that's going on today. As we prepare for the New World Order, the New World Religion, and the New World Leader. Well, let's get to Deanna, because she has an amazing message about the Rockefeller family and their influence on so much of what's going on today. Deanna, thank you so very much for being with us.
Well, good morning, Dr. Stan. Thank you so much for asking me to be on your show.
Well, why don't you just go right ahead and tell what you found through your research.
I have done a lot of research and reading, and I recognize that, like FDR said, in politics, nothing happens by accident. If it happens, you can bet it was planned that way. And history is a version of past events that people have decided to agree upon. And you mentioned Woodrow Wilson, who was very, very caught up in the situation. He inadvertently became morally compromised, and the powers that be happened to get a hold of a lot of letters that he had written to a mistress while he was the president of Princeton University, and they purchased these letters for, I believe it was $65,000. And at that time, in fact, the powers that be actually supported his run for the governor of New Jersey. And so he knew firsthand exactly how a politician could be controlled by the powers that be because of his own circumstances, and which is a very unfortunate thing. Another family that is very, very powerful, has been very, very powerful for a long time, is the Rockefeller family. And they got their start, John D. Rockefeller, bought his first oil refining company in Ohio, Cleveland, Ohio, very early on, And he devised a method, a way, it was a cutthroat method actually, of getting rid of most of his competition. And he did this in a number of ways. He used bribery, coercion, violence. He even used dynamite explosions and sabotage to crush or control any and all local oil refining competitors within a year. And
sort of like the mafia, isn't it? You know, in similar in many other respects. And everybody knew this 100 years ago, how corrupt the family was, but that's all been removed from our textbooks. It's never discussed, certainly by Rush Limbaugh or the likes of that, who certainly have been well paid for concealing the truth from the American people.
Well, actually, you know, we do have a conservative charade. And oftentimes the people feel, the population feel, that they are well informed because they listen to the conservative, quote unquote, voices,
right,
which include Rush Limbaugh and Bill O'Reilly, Michael Savage, Laura Ingraham, Dennis Prager, Bill Bennett, Sean Hannity, Michael Reagan, Matt Drudge, Oliver North, Ann Coulter, Michael Medved, Hugh Hewitt, Rusty Humphreys. And, you know, when you hear something often enough, then you believe it.
Sure.
As Joseph Goebbels said, the rank and file are usually much more primitive than we imagine. And propaganda is that you confine yourself to a few points and you repeat them over and over and over. And pretty soon people believe it. And it's unfortunate. And thank goodness for people like you whose voice is heard, and who actually tell the truth. And it's unfortunate that so many people, because we are a brainwashed population here, view people like you, people like me, as conspiracy theorists. And it's very unfortunate, but it's true. And if you look at history, and we must read history, we must open books, turn off the TV, and open and read books. Because that is...
That's the symbol. We're going to have to slow down. Our guest is Deanna Spignola. We're going to be back in a moment at Radio Liberty.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of C&C Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado. Insulin, Our Silent Killer, is a new book written by scientist Thomas Smith. In this self-help manual for diabetes and other blood sugar handling problems, you will learn the true cause of this disease and, more importantly, what you can do about it.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer is available from the American Freedom Network for only $25 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
It's extensively referenced with helpful tables to learn what foods are good and which ones are not. This is a must-read for everyone.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m. followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can get more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so come join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Dr. Stan back here. Our guest this morning, Deanna Spingola. Go right ahead with your discussion, please.
Okay, we were talking about Rockefeller and his methods of controlling people. And one of the best methods of controlling people, controlling the country, of course, is through the politicians. And he specialized in operating through others. John D. Rockefeller used agents, even among his competitors. He used politicians, and he found plenty of people around who could be bought. And he had an industrial espionage system that was very elaborate. In fact, he pretended to be in competition with companies that he actually owned. And I think this can also be true with countries. I think that our government can pretend to be in competition with a country that we actually control.
Sure.
And one of the things that he did was that he, we'll go back to the Civil War. He was a very opportunistic person. And he began to sell inflated-priced whiskey to the federal troops. And then he recognized that there was a really huge profitability in war with the right commodity. And that is when he built his first oil refinery in 1863, which was in Ohio. And he had actually purchased his way out of serving in the Civil War for $300, which is the same thing that J.P. Morgan did. He got his first bank loan from the National Bank of Cleveland, which was controlled by the Rothschilds. And in 1865, he bought out his partners. Now, he had three partners, Henry Flagler, Samuel Andrews, and Stephen Harkness. And then he went about destroying his competitors by purchasing supporting industries like pipelines, railroad tank cars, terminal facilities, and even barrel manufacturing factories. And he incorporated his company as the Standard Oil Company in 1870. Now, he recognized, too, that there was outside markets. There were national markets, and there were also international markets. And one of those markets was the Russian kerosene market. And what he did was he used the bankers. He sold shares to the bankers who lent him millions. And he also worked with the railroads who gave him great freight deals, rebates on rival shipments, and all kinds of things. And he worked with the Wall Street firms of J.P. Morgan, the Rothschilds, and that is how he created his Standard Oil empire. Now, by 1873, by 10 years after he bought his first refinery, he had acquired about 80% of the refining capacity in Cleveland, which was about a third of the U.S. total. In 1873, there was a stock market crash, kind of a coincidental thing. But that allowed him to seize refineries in Pennsylvania's oil region and in New York. And so thereafter, he controlled about 90% of the oil refined in the entire country by 1878.
No, I think it's important that listeners understand that the stock market crashes comes because the bankers restrict the access to money. Everybody is, of course, building refineries on credit. They borrow the money, and then suddenly the banker calls in a loan, and they don't have any money because you can't borrow money in any place because the bankers won't lend it to you. And they all work in concert. And so if you've got money, or you can get money, then you can go ahead and buy up your competitors. This is a standard technique that the bankers use, by which they're able to get your property away, or one of their friends is able to. So pick the story up there.
Right. And the bankers found that Rockefeller played their game. He was as corrupt as they were, and he had built this huge empire, and by this time period, by 1878-1880, he was selling over 300 refining byproducts, including Vaseline, from Vaseline to chewing gum. And then in 1882, he created the Standard Oil Trust. Now, this was suggested to him by Samuel Dodd, who was the Standard Oil's attorney. And this further eviscerated and devoured all of the independent oil producers and refiners nationally. There were about 250 competitors in the United States. Now, a trust is when stockholders in a group of companies transfer their shares to a single set of trustees who control all the company, which constitute a monopoly. Now, the stockholders, in exchange, they receive certificates entitling them to a specified share of the consolidated earnings. Now, this trust concept, basically, it would look like a whole bunch of companies, but it actually wasn't. It was really a monopoly. And so there were other businessmen who bought into this trust example, and this became an example to other businessmen who embraced this trust concept. And this is always at the expense of the working man. Always, always. Well, in 1883, Rockefeller took his growing Goliath to Manhattan, where he influenced the urban sprawl there. And at about this time, there was some oil deposits that were discovered along the banks of the Caspian Sea. And they, now, Rockefeller had been exporting kerosene to Russia. But by 1883, the Russians didn't need him anymore because they had discovered these oil deposits on the Caspian Sea. And these were discovered by the Nobels. And they built a company called Branoble. And it was based on these oil deposits. And the biggest problem in Russia was the transportation aspect. The oil was too far away from where it needed to be, from the consumer. And so Rothschild came along, and he built a bunch of tunnels. He built a railroad. And so they were able to transport some of this kerosene, some of this oil, to ports where they could actually export it. So Rockefeller found himself in competition with what used to be one of his markets. And but he was having other problems. He was having some other problems. He had a problem with the government, because the government decided that they were going to pass the Sherman Antitrust Act. And this happened on July the 2nd, 1890. And this was enacted by Congress, and it was based on their constitutional power to regulate interstate commerce. It was signed into law, and it put a stop to these trusts, supposedly. But all Standard Oil did was they reorganized in 1899 as a holding company under the name of Standard Oil of New Jersey. And most conveniently, the state had adopted a law that permitted a parent company to own the stock of other companies. So he got around Congress very well. He used the laws that were conveniently adopted to grow. He used Congress. No matter what Congress did, he seemed to get around it. And he also got around paying after the income tax and after the Federal Reserve Act was adopted. He thereafter put his money into foundations, as you mentioned in your opening. A lot of foundations, tax-exempt foundations, influence American life, every aspect of American life, education, medicine, the media, everything. And basically what the foundations do, like a person like Rockefeller can take money out of one pocket, put it in another pocket. He hasn't lost control of the money. He can just use this money tax-free to influence the country in the direction that he wants them to go. It's a terrible thing. Now, there was a Congress investigated the foundations in 1954. And there was a book written, and there were papers created as a result of this investigation. But somehow all these papers disappeared, and nobody talks about these things anymore. Nobody talks about the foundations, and they are still very much in evidence. The foundations actually subsidize and support think tanks that most Americans think of as very, very conservative, like the Heritage Foundation. I have friends that belong to the Heritage Foundation and feel like they're getting the inside skinny, the inside information that is conservative and will keep us away from these terrible, terrible liberals who are trying to ruin the country. Remember that the conservative agenda is a charade.
And in fact, I think it's so important that people understand that the great tax-exempt foundations, Ford, Carnegie, Rockefeller, have been financing communism and socialism in the United States, you know, for well over 100 years, have influenced American foreign policy to be pro-communist, although supposedly they're the enemy. We actually have financed the world communist movement since its inception. But then they also, foundations, finance the conservative side. They
Absolutely.
Finance both sides, so they have a controlled opposition.
Right, right. It's a dialectic process
right.
where you control both sides so that you have a consensus in the middle. And
right.
they get what they want
that's what
by
the
financing both sides.
The Heritage Foundation is an important part of that charade.
Absolutely, absolutely. In about 1915, the powers that be decided that they would get hold of the media. Now, we think we have a free press in this country, and that's not necessarily true at all. But J.P. Morgan got 12 men high up in the newspaper world, and he employed them to select the most influential newspapers in the United States. And these 12 men worked out the problem by selecting 179 newspapers, and then they began with this elimination process to retain only those necessary for the purpose of controlling the general policy of the daily press throughout the country. And it was only they found it was only necessary to purchase 25 of these greatest newspapers. And once those 25 newspapers were agreed upon, emissaries were sent to purchase basically the policy, both national and international, of the international policy of these papers. And so whatever these papers print up, then the rest of the newspapers will fall in line and go along with the policy.
Anybody who doubts what Tim is saying, we have the article that Congressman Callaway put in the Congressional Record back in 1917, saying exactly what Deanna has told you. If it's like a copy of that Congressional Record, we have it. So they started to control the media in 1915 so they could use it to propagandize the public to get us into World War One. As they've gotten us into all the other wars. Every one of these wars has been contrived from the very beginning. Because wars change people and change society. And, of course, everything was to get us used to taking control orders from Washington, D.C., because that's the path to dictatorship. Get away from this idea of independent states and state sovereignty and individual freedom. Everything is being controlled from Washington, D.C., where, of course, they control the congressmen. Go ahead.
Absolutely. In addition to newspapers, they also funded the publishing houses.
We'll be back in just a moment here with Deanna Spignolin and...
Be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis.
Harris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Harris Survival. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to help, drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. And be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Are you treating just your symptoms with dangerous medications and a multitude of supplements? If you answered yes, then you may be fighting the battle but losing the war. Nourish each cell in your body with BioSuperfood and win the war. 30 years of research, BioSuperfood offers more than 5,000 nutrients, proteins, vitamins, minerals, enzymes, EFAs, and powerful antioxidants to boost your immune system. With BioSuperfood, the war is won at the cellular level. Call today, toll-free, 877-288-9116.
If you enjoy alternative stations on the radio, shouldn't your TV service provide the same choices? You can get more channels than you have now, plus many more Christian and family programs in crystal clear 100% digital picture and sound, and the price is significantly lower than cable. Just call Rocky Mountain Satellite at 970-443-7375. Already enjoying satellite TV but want a lower price? We can help you too. Packages start at only $19.99 a month. Call 970-443-7375. DVRs and high definition also available.
Columbine Hearing Center understands your hearing, speaking, and listening problems. Call highly qualified, nationally certified audiologist Michelle Gross for your hearing test, hearing aid, and listening rehabilitation needs. With 25 years of experience, you will get accurate diagnosis and treatment, undivided attention and service. Call 303-857-6688 for a personal hands-on evaluation. Columbine Hearing Center, 303-857-6688. Financing, Medicaid, and Medicare available.
Well, I understand here at the American Freedom Network, and I guess this morning, as Deanna is taking note, Deanna, why don't you go right ahead?
Okay, we're talking about newspapers and publishing companies, and the powers that be, Bernard Baruch in 1926, invested money to find the Simon & Schuster Company, including their adult publishing group, their children's publishing group, their audio, their online group. They also have imprints, Scribner, Pocketbooks, Downtown Press, The Free Press, Fireside Touchstone, Washington Square Press, Aladdin Paper Books. They publish the books that we read for entertainment, as well as the books that are used in the educational system. And so the people like Rockefeller, the Foundation, and the Ford, Carnegie Foundations really do control our perceptions. And it is very unfortunate. And it's a big political joke in America that we have a liberal press. And yet it's a joke taken very seriously by a large number of people. And it's a myth. We actually have the worst press in the world because they suppress the news and they exaggerate and distract us with garbage.
I think it's so important, people look, see where the articles come from. Are they written by investigative reporters? No, they're off the AP press, of the New York Times, the Washington Post, the LA or the Los Angeles Times. They pick these articles up from other places, and they print them so that everybody in the country is reading, the New York Times article. You're reading
right.
It to your local newspaper. You think It's factual. No, it's what the people who control the New York Times see fit to print. Go ahead.
And that was their plan from 1915 onward. One of the biggest neocons, one of the biggest conservatives, said in 1995, Bill Kristol, confessed to the New Yorker, he said, the liberal media was never that powerful, and the whole thing was often used as an excuse by conservatives for conservative failures. And it's just a maneuver, and it was created by the Republican National Committee. Accusations were hurled at liberals, and people believed it. And, you know, it's like a sports game where the spectators scream, you know, to the umpire, oh, it's unfair, it's unfair. But if you ever notice how many of the talk show people on the mainstream media say, oh, it's so unfair, but they have so much coverage. They have so much coverage. And yet they would have us believe that they have none.
I know.
They have none.
It doesn't matter how ridiculous something is. If you say it often enough, people will believe.
Exactly. And they've learned really to work the ref so that they can promote their view of exclusion when, in fact, they're the ones that are doing most of the talking.
Right.
Getting back to Rockefeller, it's very easy to... There are so many things to cover, so many things that we can get distracted on, and there are so many issues. But the biggest thing that we have to look at is that it's all one big plan.
Right.
And there are lots and lots of issues. You know, the media, we can talk about the North American Union, we can talk about the oil shortage, we can talk about the illegal immigration. It's all a plan. Remember that in politics, nothing is accidental. Nothing is a coincidence. It's a conspiracy. And it's an unfortunate conspiracy, and we are all victims of this conspiracy.
Whether we want to be or not.
Whether we want to be or not. And we have been, I think probably the greatest victims are those that suffer from our war. And this has been going on since the Civil War. We hastily, unconstitutionally commit our citizens to war. And some of these wars are prolonged, catastrophic. They all require huge amounts of money. They all take life, liberty. They're all undeclared, most undeclared by Congress. They are imperialistic. We have bases all over the world. When we go into a country, we establish a base. That's what we're doing in Iraq. We've established a base. And while the government says that we are trying to establish a democracy, how do you establish a democracy at the point of a gun? It's just not a real good thing to try and do. I read recently that fully a third of the Iraqi people are in absolutely desperate circumstances, without food, without water, without medical assistance. It is very, 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 very sad. And you have to wonder, okay, what is going on? What is going on? Well, one of the biggest all-purpose minions of the New World Order is Henry Kissinger. And he said that if we control oil, that we control people. He also said if we control food, we control people. And oil, since 1963, the beginning of John D. Rockefeller's oil empire, oil has been a big basis for just about everything that we do. Because without oil, countries cannot industrialize. If they have oil and then it's withdrawn, they become destabilized. And so, you know, we can go back to the big shortage of 1973. And, you know, what promoted that shortage and what did it do? Actually, it started with a Bilderberg meeting in Sweden. And the people that attended that Bilderberg meeting was Robert O. Anderson of Atlantic Richfield Oil Company, Lord Greenhill, the chairman of the British Petroleum, Sir Eric Rohl of Warburg, he was the creator of Eurobonds, George Ball of Lehman Brothers Investment Bank, Henry Kissinger, William P. Bundy, Brzezinski, who was soon to be Carter's National Security Advisor, David Rockefeller, all the big people in the oil industry. And they recognized that OPEC, probably they controlled OPEC, was going to, and OPEC was established in 1960. But it was Kissinger who was in cahoots with the Shah, Saudi Arabia, who orchestrated this whole thing. Anyway, the oil shock of 1973...
Hold that. We'll be back here in just a moment with Deanna Spagnola to wrap up this morning's program.
To order your cassette copy of this program, call the American Freedom Network at 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Many Christians have health problems that hinder their quality of life and their ministry. The Green Herb is offering you an opportunity to help these hurting Christians. You can have your own Green Herb home business for just $950. This includes inventory, training, samples, and everything you need to get started. This is not network marketing. It's a genuine opportunity to build a business. How do I know? Linda and I started in our home almost 15 years ago, and we would like to help you start your own herbal business. We are not looking for high-profile salespeople, just someone who loves the Lord and wants to help his people. For more information, call me, Tom Phillips, at 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. I'm looking forward to your call, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m. followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can get more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so come join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, Deanna Spagnola. Deanna, do you have a website, or do you want to just give out news with views?
Spagnola.com is my website.
All right. What will they find if they go there?
They're going to find all of my articles.
Well, go there, ladies and gentlemen, because these are fascinating articles. I always enjoy reading them, and you will too. And how do you spell Spagnola?
S, P as in Paul, I-N-G-O-L-A. That's Spagnola.com.
Spagnola.com. S-P-I-N, remember the spin, and then just Gola from there on. So,
right.
Pretty this article on the Rockefellers, fascinating. Everybody should read it and understand that, I mean, these people work behind the scenes. There are a couple of Rockefellers, and one in the Senate, one in Congress today. But, of course, where they really are powerful is they own two of the largest banks in America, Chase Manhattan, Citibank, the two largest oil companies in America, and that would be Chevron and Exxon, and many of our drug companies and airlines, and of course, they are, for all intents and purposes, USA Incorporated. And if you really think that Bill Gates and Warren Buffett are the richest men in America, you've been listening to Rush Limbaugh for too long. Go right ahead, Deanna.
Right. As you mentioned, they do own a lot of companies. They have investments in General Electric, Eastman Kodak, Texas Instruments, Minnesota Mining and Manufacturing. They own a lot of, they have a lot of interest in drug companies. In addition, they have a lot of agents that sit as board of directors in nearly 100 companies, 100 corporations. They have vast real estate holdings. Back as far back as 1975, the Rockefeller family, David Rockefeller specifically, had 100 different homes. So they have a lot of influence. They can buy anybody they want. Anybody who is character challenged, any congressman who is character challenged, can be purchased. It is simply a matter of price. We were talking briefly before the break about the 1973 oil situation. And remember that Henry Kissinger was an agent for the Rockefellers.
Is still, I'm sure.
Is, absolutely. He was, is. When he went to work in the Nixon administration, he said, before Nixon was ever installed as the president, he said, I will never work for that man. That man does not have the qualities necessary for a president. I will never work for him. And you know what? He never did. The whole time that he served in that administration, he worked as an agent for the Rockefeller family.
And so did Richard Nixon, after all. And Richard Nixon...
Absolutely.
Yeah, when he failed to become the governor of California in 1962, Richard Nixon moved to Washington, D.C., into the apartment right next to Nelson Rockefeller, went to work for a Rockefeller law firm, did work. They allowed him to spend all of his time then running for the presidency, so he'd be elected in 68. But he got a big salary from the law firm. They put him in power. They told him to select Henry Kissinger. And the question is, did Henry Kissinger work for Richard Nixon, or did Richard Nixon work for Henry Kissinger?
Right, exactly.
They couldn't stand one another, and yet, of course, Kissinger was both National Security Advisor and Secretary of State. Nixon did exactly what he was told.
Exactly. Kissinger was the de facto president.
Right.
And Nixon was tutored and told what to do, and he was obedient to his handlers. In fact, in 1971... he announced the demonetization of the dollar. And this allowed for the real deciders to plan their strategy. And the whole oil thing in 1973 was a plan that Henry Kissinger called the recycling of the petrodollar. And it was a Bilderberg policy to initiate a global oil embargo. And when you do that, and I know you've written quite a lot about the oil and the shortage and whether we've met peak oil or whether we actually have adequate oil. I believe that we have adequate oil for our needs. But when you control a scarcity, when you create a scarcity, then it allows those people who control that commodity to increase the profits to themselves.
Right.
It also allows them to determine the availability to the right people. And in the case of energy, a shortage impacts lifestyle, progress, and prosperity nationally as well as independently. And it also extracts more money from an often overburdened consumer. And I know a lot of people, a lot of the middle class, are overburdened by the cost of gasoline now, just getting back to and from work. But what it did was that it created an abundance of dollars. And it also created a relationship with Saudi Arabia in which they would reinvest their all these dollars back into, they bought securities from the government. So basically, they pretty much own a lot of our debt. We have become a debt society. We used to be a producer, and now all we produce is war. And, you know, an individual, as well as a country, is both a consumer and a producer. And when you stop producing and all you do is consume, there's going to be a huge imbalance. And we have a huge imbalance. The Yom Kippur War, which was orchestrated by Henry Kissinger, that happened on October 6, 1973. The Arabs were scapegoats for the elite. And they received the world's rage, and Kissinger got the Nobel Peace Prize. And the other thing that happened right before 1973 with this oil shortage.
Yeah, I'm afraid we're out of time, but we'll have to get you back on one of these days. All right, God bless. Thanks so much.
Go ahead, expand Make My Day Law. You can protect your valuables while you are at home. And Liberty Safe will protect your guns, coins, and paper goods while you are away. Go to Rocky Mountain Shooter Supply, your Liberty Safe dealer, and get a safe to suit your needs. They also carry firearms, have an indoor shooting range, and shooting instruction so you can take advantage of the new, improved Make My Day Law. Rocky Mountain Shooter Supply and Liberty Safe, helping to protect your valuables. 1/4 mile west of I-25 on Mulberry Street.
We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m. followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can get more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so come join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
And back here at the American Freedom Network, and this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. If any of you would be interested in helping, why, you can join the Radio Liberty family of supporters. We are on about 60 outlets every week, trying to get people to understand what's going on. We're losing our freedom. That is not happening by accident. We're moving towards a dictatorship. We're moving towards the collapse of our economy. We're moving towards a war with the Islamic world. And all of these things go together. Because what really motivates the people working behind the scenes, it is a desire for world government, world religion, and this new world leader. And all of this is energized by powerful spiritual forces. If you aren't acquainted with them, why, you need to read my book or listen to my talk, Brotherhood of Darkness, and then our video entitled of the forbidden secret, tells you the secret that's been passed down for 5,000 years and tells you who it is that George Bush kept talking about in his first inaugural address when he mentioned the angel who rides in the whirlwind and directs this storm. Use the phrase twice. Why would you use it twice? Who is this angel that rides in the whirlwind and directs this storm? Well, you need to get my talk, Forbidden Secret. You need to get the DVD, The Secret Mysteries of America's Beginning, and the other companion DVD. And these are award-winning documentaries done by our good friend Chris Pinto, The Riddles in Stone. There is a master plan. There is a secret destiny of America, and that destiny was laid out hundreds of years ago when there were two forces in America, one the Christian, the other the occult, the secret societies, to which the Rockefellers and the Compreres are drawn or have been drawn. That's where the real power is in the secret societies, and the power from the other dimension that energizes them. And when you understand that, you can understand so much of what's going on today. And we truly are involved in a spiritual battle, although we're fighting the battle and the battlefields of Iraq and Afghanistan. They're really no win wars. We're not trying to win. We've never tried to win. Our military is not allowed to win. We can send our boys there to bleed and suffer and die, but never allowed to win. And when you understand that, it all begins to make sense. And the first, this is a stepping stone, I fear, to a much larger war. The third aircraft carrier group will be in the Gulf here within another week or so. That's the Enterprise is going there. And of course, there, my information, several more carrier groups are going to be stationed in the Indian Ocean in preparation for the war with the Islamic world that's coming. Ladies and gentlemen, this is going to affect you when our economy collapses. That's going to affect you. Are you going to get involved? You need to get my talk on the financial tsunami. You need to get the DVD on the Atlantis connection. America is to be the new Atlantis. It's a talk given by Chris Pinto. You need to get Constant Cumby's great DVD, The Emergence, the coming world leader. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. We are under attack today. Till tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.
You're listening to the American Freedom Network, now on the World Wide Web at www.americanewsnet.com.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m. followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can get more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so come join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
You're listening to The Lion, 10,000 watts, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Denver.
AM 1370. Haitian Radio Network, I'm Hope Duggar. Chief Justice John Roberts has suffered a seizure at his summer home in Maine, causing a fall that resulted in minor scrapes.
A Supreme Court spokeswoman says Roberts suffered a seizure, and that's what caused him to fall. He apparently suffered only minor scrapes from the fall, but was taken to the hospital to be evaluated. Spokeswoman Kathy Arberg says Roberts underwent a thorough neurological evaluation, and there's no cause for concern.
She says he'll remain hospitalized overnight. Roberts had a similar episode in 1993. Agents from the FBI and IRS are searching the home of Alaska Senator Ted Stevens. The FBI isn't saying why, but the Justice Department has been looking into the seven-term Republican senator's relationship with a wealthy contractor as part of a public corruption investigation. President Bush's nominee to head the Joint Chiefs of Staff says slow progress in Iraq is undermining U.S. credibility. Admiral Michael Mullen says it's